In this session, I want to move on from the topic of comfort to some warnings about being alert and watching out for sins. The first of these devotionals on alertness comes from Norm Wakefield's December 2020 newsletter. And he begins with 9 Bible verses that issue warnings to take care, be on guard, be on the alert. The first is 1 Peter 5:8. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So we need to be on the alert because the devil seeks to devour us. The next passage is Hebrews 3:12-13. Take care, brethren, that there be not in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So another thing we need to be careful about is unbelief in our own heart. The third passage is Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 31. Be on guard for yourselves, said Paul to the elders in Ephesus. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be on the alert, remembering that night and day, for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. So another thing to be on the alert for is false professors of faith who speak perverse things and draw people away from Christ. Then Mark 4:24 is the next one. Jesus was saying, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides. So we need to take care what it is we listen to. Because some of the things that we hear might be wrong. Luke 8:18 is our next passage. Jesus said, take care how you listen, for whoever has, to him more shall be given. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. So here it's not just what you hear, but how you hear. Take care how you listen. We need to be on guard against carelessness or preoccupation, so that we actually take in God's word when we hear it. 2 Peter 3:17 is the next passage. 2 Peter 3:17. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness. So here's another exhortation to be on guard against unprincipled men that might carry you away by errors and carry you away from steadfast faith. Another example of that sort of person Jesus addresses in chapter 16, verse 6 and verse 12. Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And verse 12 explains, they understood. He didn't say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And of course, their teaching was a humanistic works righteousness that did not rely upon the grace and salvation of God, but rather relied upon human authority and human good works. Luke 11:34 and 35, Jesus said, the eye of the lamp, the eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness. So watch out that the light in you is not darkness. We need to watch out that we don't let in judgment that masquerades as light, but is really darkness. And finally, exhortations about Jesus' second coming. Matthew 24:42 is one of them. Be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. We need to be on the alert that Jesus' return does not catch us not ready. Why is it important to be alert to these things? The answer should be obvious. Carelessness or laziness in these areas results in destruction to our spiritual lives and our relationship with God, results in an inability to love well, especially when we are challenged. Have you noticed that everyone you know who has taken a path away from the Lord was not alert to these warnings? Their demise began with one small careless step that looked harmless or felt good to them. Perhaps they listened to someone who did not root their thoughts and ideas in the truth of Jesus Christ. Maybe they made a judgment about someone or some situation that was not theirs to make or was made without understanding. And we can agree with the scriptures that the beginning of any fall is pride, thinking you're safe and out of danger, that you couldn't be trapped or toppled. And taking God's goodness and protection for granted to the point that we don't feel like we have to give heed to his warnings. An evil, unbelieving heart lives and reacts to circumstances and people as if there is no God who loves them and committed to use all things to conform them to the image of his Son. An evil, unbelieving heart lives and reacts to circumstances and people as if there is no God who loves them and is committed to use all things to conform them to the image of his Son. Unbelief focuses on what we can see and experience and use in this world. In contrast, faith focuses on Christ, his word, his work, and his promises. Unbelief is a slippery slope, one careless step on the downhill slope, for even 1 minute can begin a spiritual free fall that may devour years of our potential spiritual vibrancy and possibly affect our eternal blessings. If we take our eyes off of Jesus, then our eye becomes bad. When our eye becomes bad, then our light becomes darkness. What does that look like, practically speaking? Listening to the wrong people? We're hindered from recognizing error and then more easily deviate from God's truth. Our own sins and the sins of others can deceive us into thinking that God doesn't love us or that he's left us or that he doesn't even exist. And so without our even being aware of it, our hearts become hard towards God as well as towards people who've hurt and disappointed us. Soon we feel overwhelmed, hopelessly victimized, and depressed that life has become such a pain. We fear there's no end in sight to our suffering. We feel that we're in a dark pit with no hope of escape. And to cope with that misery, we search for something that numbs the pain and makes us feel good. That leads us into addictions. How do you get into such a bad place? You probably got there easily. The writer of Hebrews says that unbelief is a sin that easily entangles us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. The circumstances and people that we encounter each day can distract us from our calling to stay alert. Jesus spoke of the worries of the world in Mark 4:19. They're like a person incessantly yelling at us, look at me, to capture our attention. We may need only one or two careless moments of unbelief before we stop looking to Jesus for faith and grace in the events and relationships of our lives, and we begin to fix our eyes instead on the problems we may be facing. And before long, we're caught in that vice grip of unbelief, habitually looking at things and people around us instead of keeping our eyes on Jesus. Not only are we not watching out for an evil, unbelieving heart, then, but we're allowing it to go unchecked. This condition begins to feel normal, second nature. We forget the importance of being alert to the dangers in a fallen world and the importance of standing firm in the faith. So let me close with Paul's exhortation to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Be on the alert, therefore. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong. Let all that you do be done in love.